Welcome to the Beauty Revival Podcast, where you're taken on a journey of miracles, transformation, and radical beauty, inside and out. I'm your host, MB York. I'm a celebrity makeup artist, esthetician, former spa owner, and product developer. This isn't just another beauty podcast. This is a movement. I'm bringing you my best anti-aging, beauty, skincare, and makeup tips, but we're going way deeper. From Hollywood sets to the supernatural, from breaking free of toxic relationships to unlocking the divine power within you, this is where beauty meets faith and transformation begins. Say goodbye to society's toxic traps and hello to God's mission for your life. So if you're ready, hit play and let's get started. So on this episode, I'm going to share a lot of my beauty secrets and my routines and basically the things that I've learned that absolutely work and that I can't live without. And I'm calling it Glowing Up God's Way, my revival beauty routine. So every morning, I wake up pretty much at 5:30 a.m. and I always have this giant iced coffee and I put in it literally a lot of stuff. I put in turmeric and cinnamon and stevia. The best stevia is from Trader Joe's. They're these little drops, and I'm telling you, anything else just tastes awful to me compared to that. And I do some of the vanilla 30-calorie almond milk, and I make just a big iced coffee, and that's what I start every morning with. And I go back down to my room and get back in bed with my aromatherapy going, and I get on my computer. And I always like to start my day with some kind of like morning affirmations. If I'm going through a tough time, I may do more like specific prayers, like warfare prayers if needed. But typically, I will mix it up and just do different type of affirmation, gratitude type affirmations, prayer type videos. And I just set my day by starting out doing that. And generally, I will kind of get into my work a little right away too, which I know I shouldn't, but I get on my computer, I'm checking my email, kind of multitasking. But I also try to do a 16:8 intermittent fasting. And I don't know if you guys are familiar. I'm sure many of you are, but it basically means you have an 8-hour window where you eat and the other 16 you don't. And there's so many studies that are done shown that when you fast, how it just increases the human growth factor by like, I don't know, huge percents. It's just very anti-aging in so many ways. So I try to push eating in the morning till as late as I can, usually between 10 and 11 a.m. And almost every morning I do my workout first thing on an empty stomach. So basically, the workouts that I do, I've been doing Orange Theory now for about 350 classes, which has probably been over the course of 2 years, I'm guessing. I love Orange Theory, and if you haven't tried it, I've done so many things over the years, and the building I was living in, the gym was closed for a couple months for remodeling, and I thought, what am I going to do? So I was just going to bounce around and do a bunch of different chains and just try different things, and Orange Theory was the first thing that I tried, and I ended up just falling in love with it. And the reasons I love it is it's very competitive. I'm very competitive, like with racquetball and things where you have a partner. But I love that I don't have to depend on anyone else and I could still do something that's competitive just with myself. So you put on a heart rate monitor and first you do cardio. You can switch up the order. I like to do cardio first and then you do weights and there's a rowing element too. And basically, it keeps track of your heart rate, of your calories burned, throughout the whole class. And so I'm always trying to hit certain markers in terms of how fast I'm running, how far I'm running, and getting into the orange zone and getting a certain amount of splat points, which means basically if you get 12 or more splat points, you'll be burning like supercharged the next 48 hours or something. So it really is tough. It takes a lot out of me, but the days that I do it, I just feel such a dopamine hit. Like, I feel so great. One of the times my mom was visiting, she said she could totally tell a difference with me the days that I do it and the ones that I don't, in terms of just my demeanor. So it's tough. It knocks me out, but it also just gives me a lot of just mood enhancing type adrenaline. So I love that about it. And I feel like I got there and I got it done. And if I try to go into the gym and do weights, I'll never do more than 20 minutes or something. And I'll always kind of do the same thing where this is great because it's always switching it up and changing it up. So I feel like as you get older too, you just really need to build muscle. And I love that there's that weight element. So I'm always lifting weights and not huge, heavy weights. I don't want to get super bulky, but basically I can tell such a difference in my body since I've been doing it in terms of just, I feel very firm. And yeah, I could just tell by how my clothes fit that it really works for me, which eating is so important to people that think they're going to work out and lose weight. It really doesn't work that way. It's more about what you eat, but I cannot emphasize enough how much like interval training is good if you are trying to lose weight. And we do a lot of intervals on the treadmill through the Orange Theory class. So, and then the other thing I started doing recently, which I'm obsessed with, is I joined another gym called Hot Works. And basically you work out in an infrared sauna, and they have all these classes, everything from hot bar, hot Pilates, hot stretch, which is my favorite because I stopped doing yoga after like 20 years. And I'll talk on another podcast about that. But I'd really been missing hot yoga. And when I saw this, I was like, wow, this is a supercharged version because you burn way more calories, obviously, when you're in a sauna doing your workouts. But just the additional benefits of stretching in a sauna is incredible. So I book ahead and definitely get my stretch class in. They have so many options. I do bar. There's an ISO class. It's like isometrics. There's one with bands. There's Pilates. They're really tough too. So you bring your mat in, like your yoga mat, and you have a special towel and you reserve the saunas. They fit three people, but with the exception of one time, I've always had my own, and you could kind of see when you're booking if it's empty or not. So it's just incredible. You just get such a detox from it. And I, again, am such a believer in the sauna for just healing your body. If you have any health issues, for anti-aging, there's so many great reasons to do it. And I had looked into different places to go and just to do the sauna, but A, it's expensive, and B, it's boring, you know, to just sit there in a dry sauna for however much time you really need to be in there to get results. I just feel like this is the best option because you're getting a workout or even just a gentle stretch type thing and getting all of those benefits. So on the days that I don't do Orange Theory, and I do Orange Theory about three times a week, some weeks four times a week, and then on the other days I do the Hot Works. And I probably do take like a day off a week, but I love working out. And for me, as long as my schedule allows it, I just will not miss it. It's just too important to my mental health and well-being. Not to mention, when you feel like you fit in your clothes and you look good, you're just way happier than when, you know, you stop doing it and, you know, you're not eating right. All of a sudden, your clothes are tight on you. That's just an awful feeling. So I just try to at least give 100% in the categories of my life that I can control. And, you know, eating and working out are two categories that you have total control over, and you can make a big difference just with making some changes. So again, I do like that they're structured also. And the cost of doing both of those, really both of those chains with unlimited classes, is about the same as what I was paying at a very, well, a high-end gym here in town that had everything, more like a country club kind of gym. But their classes were just outdated. And after COVID, I just was tired of it. I've gone there for 16 years. So now I'm in my Orange Theory Hotworks phase and I am loving it. So again, back to doing my 16-8 intermittent fasting if I can. And obviously, if I'm doing like heavy cardio days and I need protein and I'm hungry, like I eat, I'm not weird about it. You know, I listen to my body, so I'm not fanatical. Anyways, so back to water, I want to talk about for a minute. Alkaline water, if you guys don't know, is the water you have to get, at least for like your workouts. I get big bottles of it that I bring with to my workouts and try to have more of it throughout the day. But they say that cancer can't live in an alkaline environment. So it's just so beneficial to drink. And I, again, will put in like those emergency packets. If I'm doing like the sweat classes, I'll also add some electrolytes, but that's an absolute must, is having the alkaline water. So, and then back to eating, I am totally plant-based. I've been a vegetarian for 30 years. My daughter has never had meat in her life. Once she saw a McDonald's hamburger, I think she was around 5, and she pointed to the meat like it was someone else's, and she said, "What is that?" So she's never had meat. She was always the tallest in her class, super healthy. And I have another podcast and a book that I'm doing called Scared Skinny, Overcoming the Epidemic of Fat in America While Saving the World, talking about all of the benefits of being plant-based for not only your health, your diet, if you're trying to lose weight, but also for the environment. It's crazy. Like if everyone gave up meat on just one day of the week, it's the equivalent of taking 8 million cars off the road. I literally launched Meatless Mondays in Arizona with some TV segments in restaurants, and I'm super passionate about that whole platform. So I will talk more about it. And everyone is always asking, well, what do you eat? How do you do it? So I'm going to have recipes and lots of specifics in that book and in that podcast. But for now, I'll just give you like the short runaround of what I have. And Trader Joe's is just amazing, I have to say. I should work for Trader Joe's. I should have them as a sponsor because I find so many great things there. Their prices are so great compared to other places, especially for plant-based or protein substitute type of foods. And there's so much room to get it wrong, kind of like with makeup and eyeshadow. Like, you know, just you have to find that perfect veggie burger. And there's so many. I feel like that the Impossible burgers, to me, they just taste too much like meat. I think they even like look like they have blood in them to make it authentic. And I don't need that type of authenticity, but I do love the quinoa burgers from Trader Joe's. And I have my favorite brands, and that really does make a difference. Like the Morningstar, I love their buffalo wings, chicken. I chop that up and put it in my salads. So there are some specifics that I will be telling you guys about, but I do buy these Just Eggs in the egg section, and it's just a yellow carton and it's plant-based eggs. And so usually for breakfast, if I don't have a smoothie, I will scramble some of those. And then lately, I've been kind of wrapping it up on a zero-carb tortilla. So again, I had ChatGPT take everything I've been eating and then give me some better swaps. And that was one of them. I've been doing the Ezekiel ones also from Trader Joe's. So at least if you are going to have bread, it's something that's good for you. So I do that. Or, okay, I'll talk about the celery juice thing. If you guys haven't tried this, I did this for 3 years straight. I felt like I had all kinds of health issues. I was going through so much stress, horrible stuff. And I literally felt like I was dying. And I just did this huge detox. And I would do the celery juice on an empty stomach every day. And I swear I did it for 3 years. It was amazing. And then if you Google it, there's so many stories of people that have healed themselves of so many conditions just by doing celery juice. But then later in the morning, I would have a heavy metal detox smoothie. And I do different variations of this now. I'm not as extreme, but back then, and this did totally heal me and cure me amongst other things that I did. But basically, I think it's something that everyone should incorporate into their diet a few days a week at least. But I would take frozen bananas, wild blueberries, which I got from Trader Joe's, barley wheatgrass powder, barley wheatgrass powder, dulce. It's like spelled D-U-L-C-E, which is also something that cleanses heavy metals from your body, cilantro. And then I would get like a huge amount of either like kale or spinach or just mixed greens and put coconut water in it. And that's what I would blend up and drink. So every single day, and even for my daughter, because she would eat so unhealthy, I would try to give her one of those as often as I could, because at least I know I'm like plowing her with really good ingredients. And also spirulina. So spirulina was a big one. So it's all about the greens. And I've talked before about my supernatural abilities and how I get such clear messages and direction from God. And when I was going through these health issues, and whenever I start to go through something, I'll always get this super clear sign. And it's just about all greens, having greens, as much greens as you can plow yourself with. And if I'm traveling and I'm eating, you know, say I'm in Chicago visiting my parents and I'm just eating more junk and stuff that I wouldn't normally, I'll still try to like sneak into Whole Foods and get celery juice, get some green juices, whatever I can do to just really load up on it. It really works for your immunity. I cannot say enough. So more so than fruits. So that's what I do. And then for dinner, I try to do salads, and I get a lot of the pre-mixed salads, mainly from Trader Joe's. I do a lot of kales, but then I try to mix in a protein. So I'll do either tempeh, which I get from Trader Joe's. Also, you can get it anywhere. And I just like lightly fry it with some sesame oil. And I put that on my salads, or tofu, depending. Or like I said, a quinoa burger. I have to have some kind of a protein that I add to it. So I do a plant-based protein. And every night I make my mocktails, which are pretty exciting. So I just kind of came upon this little routine and I swear by it and love it. But I get kombucha and I get a big giant thing of it. It's called Trilogy. That flavor is kind of like a berry flavor, but there's all different brands. There's all different flavors. So I buy that and then I mix it in with La Croix. And like right now I'm having a strawberry peach one, which is my favorite flavor. I went through a huge limoncello phase, which I still always have limoncello on hand, but I mix that in too. And then sometimes I'll also get ginger beer, the zero sugar one, and the brand is Reed's, I believe. And again, it's from Trader Joe's, where you can go anywhere and get different brands, but this is what I buy. And then I put it in a big wine glass with ice And then I put frozen cherries on top. And I also get the frozen cherries from Trader Joe's. I feel like I've gotten them other places and they're just not as good. So I eat the cherries after they've like thawed and they're just phenomenal. So that's my mocktail nightly wind down thing that I do. So that's like a basic day in the life of eating, drinking. And then as far as my skincare goes, I am pretty specific. I'm out there working with women all the time as an esthetician and makeup artist. And when I do people's makeup, half of it is skincare. So I'm always talking about that. But I always do my Lift and Snap serum. I have to put that on first thing in the morning after I shower because I feel like my face is so dry. And basically, it has vitamins A, C, E, CoQ10, green tea, hyaluronic acid, lightening agents, lavender, peppermint, like every good thing that you would want. And I put that all over my face, my neck, and my chest. And lately, I've even been putting it on my arms because it is so powerful. And I've been getting some testimonials from other clients that are using it on their arms. And I'm like, why not? So I put that on. And then for my body lotion on my neck and my arms, I do Hawaiian Tropic SPF 30. And I get this on Amazon. And I love it because I love how it smells. I like beachy type of like scents. And it just smells kind of beachy. It's not sticky. And it has a 30. So I feel like no matter what I'm doing, I always have the sunscreen on my arms, my neck, and my hands. And you'll notice most people, they put it on their faces and their skin may look good on their face, but their body looks very sun damaged. So it's super important that you treat your body the same as your face. And that's why I've started even doing the serums there because no one's doing that. And I'm like, why wouldn't I? So then under my eyes, I have my Unpack Your Bags eye gel that has lightening agents for dark circles, natural retinol for fine lines, clinically proven to reduce puffiness. It has lavender, lemon peel oil. It feels amazing. And then I do usually my Marie Magic moisturizer all over my face, which comes in either lavender and lemongrass scent, clinically proven to increase firmness and hydration. It's red marine algae from the Hawaiian Islands, but it just, you can see it firming up lines when you put it on. And now that we're going into summer, on top of that, I put my brightening SPF 50, which is super important. So, and then if I'm going to work out, I'll put a little tinted primer SPF 20 on top of that. So I layer, layer. I just did a TV news segment the other day on makeup tips for the summer, and I talked about layer, how I'll do, you know, sunblock alone, and then I'll do a tinted primer with sunblock. And then normally I'll put my foundation on, which also has a sunblock. It's vegan, organic, gluten-free, SPF 27 aloe base with a little avocado oil. And again, if you sweat, at least you have another layer underneath. And it doesn't look like you have a lot on. I do some bronzer on top just to powder, just to really set it all and keep you from just sweating and absorbing it into your skin. And then at night, I do my superfood serum. It's a superfood tangerine serum, which has neroli oil. So it's a little bit richer than the Lipton Snap serum, and it has natural retinol. So it gives you the exfoliating, and there's also a Nectarine Dream Cream that goes on top. I originally created both of these just for the neck, but I use it all over my face and neck. And I'll tell you, I get a lot of exfoliating from it. Like I'll notice after using it for a few days, I'll see my whole forehead like peeling a little bit. Nothing that anybody else would notice, but if you look in your magnifying mirror. So I do that, and then I still do the Unpack Your Bags at night to the eye gel serum because it just feels so good. And twice a day of hitting that is great for dark circles, fine lines, and puffiness. And then I do the Nectarine Dream Cream. And I had originally gone to my chemist and said, hey, real quick, if you're loving the tips and stories I'm sharing, you've got to check out the beauty products I've created. These aren't just any products. My beauty ammo kit has been used on Hollywood sets and on shows like Dancing with the Stars, and my Paint by Number eyeshadow kit was featured twice on the Today Show, and it was a 5-star customer pick on HSN. I'm offering them as a bundle for just $99 to my Beauty Revival launch listeners, and it is a $155 value. If you're looking for lifted skin, brighter eyes, and that youthful glow, my magical trio is your new best friend, featuring the fan favorite Lift and Snap Serum, my Unpack Your Bags Eye Gel, and the Marine Magic Moisturizer. Oh, and don't miss my Supernatural Brow product. It helps them get thicker with castor oil, and it's really easy to use. And if you want the most flattering, shimmery lipstick ever, Capri is it. Inspired by my travels and looks stunning on absolutely everyone. Head to mbyork.com to shop all of my best sellers. I even bundle them in kits to keep it easy. That's mbyork.com. The link is in the show notes. It's time to get glowing. What can we create for the neck? Because whenever I finish someone's makeup, every single person says, now what are we going to do about my neck? And he had said, we should do something with bamboo and sea kelp, and that they're the fastest growing plants in nature. And we came up with this whole ingredient deck and story, which not only smells amazing, feels amazing, it's all natural, but powerful because my chemist just packs in the active ingredients. So I had one woman run up to me at a country club event recently and said that Nectarine Dream Cream had taken a scar off of her arm that she had burned herself and it had completely taken it off. So anyways, it just feels so good. And then at the very end, and not every night, but a few nights a week, I put castor oil on top of everything. And what castor oil does is it strengthens like the active ingredients. So there's so much information online. If you want to Google castor oil benefits, it's insane all the things that it does. It truly is like one of God's mystery promises. I put it in my belly button before I go to bed because they also say it's great for your digestion. And it just, again, it just really helps with lines. And yeah. So another one of my beauty secrets, I'll tell you like the devices and stuff that I use. One thing I do is I buy face razors on Amazon, and I literally do dermaplaning on my own face. And I am an esthetician, but it's so easy to do. You just take the razor and it just buffs, it just takes off all of the dead skin. So basically, your serums and everything will work better instead of just sitting on the dead skin. So you'll see a difference after doing it one time. But that is something that I swear by. I also do this galvanic device that I found out about on the set of Dancing with the Stars. And I've been doing that for about, gosh, I want to say 8 to 10 years now. And it just makes you look younger. It's a device it's like the size of your phone, and you kind of work your way around your face and you hold it up in certain areas, like above your brow bone. And it just irons out wrinkles and lifts everything up. And this was a Nu Skin device. I found out they've recently discontinued it, but I did go to a few meetings and met this woman that literally only uses it on half of her face, like just to be able to sell it more. And she looks like a completely different person. Like, it's crazy how much it works. So basically, the effect of the galvanic lasts for like 3 to 4 days. So you're supposed to do it twice a week and to keep everything lifted and to keep the effects in place. So it takes like 8 minutes to do it. So I'm researching right now getting a different galvanic device that I could sell through my website, because I just talked to so many women and everyone asks me what they can do. And I know there's so much room out there to get it wrong. So I'm going to be adding a galvanic device for sure. And then I recently just added a red light therapy mask on my website, which is mbyork.com. And It just works. And there's a huge article on my website that explains all the benefits, how it increases your collagen. Absolutely 100% is anti-aging. So I go to a place and do red light therapy on my whole body, which I recently started up again. I had done it for quite a while and again, swear by it. The benefits, they say that it decreases tumors that are developing in your body. It definitely helps with fine lines, brown spots, and it works very quickly. And I used to go all the time to a place that was right by my house where it was like a tanning bed. Tanning salons have them because the theory is it's going to undo sun damage for people that are doing tanning beds, which I do not do or recommend. But that place went out of business, so I stopped doing it and I was looking at different at-home devices. And I just recently found a place close to where I live again, and I've started it back up the last month or so. And I can tell a difference. It just firms everything up. And I love that it's a full body thing. So you can do the face alone at home, which is so nice because you literally could just be relaxing and put it on for 15 minutes and get benefits instead of having to drive somewhere in your car. But I do drive and go. I have a really affordable place at a tanning salon type place. So you should try to find something in your area that's not hugely expensive, because I talk to clients that pay a fortune for it also, and you do not have to do that. So another one of my beauty secrets is grounding. If you guys don't do this, you have to start. And there's a movie even out there, I believe it's called The Grounded. And the benefits of just putting your bare feet in the grass every day for 15 minutes is like insane. Or it could be in the sand or even in dirt, but on the earth is the idea. And I know in the movie The Grounded, they talk about, like, they did this test where, I don't know if it was cows in the middle of this big field, and they put grounding pads like under the dirt, and the animals were able to automatically go to where that pad was, and that's where they would lay down because instinctually they knew to be attracted to it. And basically what it does is it like uses the energetic pulse of the earth. I'm probably saying this so wrong, but basically it goes to work on anything that is wrong in your body to start correcting it. So, and this has all been proven. And you could buy grounding pads too on Amazon. I have one that I got, and I don't really do it anymore. At the time, I was really dealing with some health stuff, which I cured all of it by doing all of these things. But, you know, I think it's best just to find some bare grass or some grass and put your bare feet in it. I'm also a very highly sensitive person, empath. Like, I absorb so much energy. Everything is louder to me. Bright lights are brighter. I'm always like accosted by energies and driving and people and restaurants. And especially if I'm doing clients all day and I'm in a busy place and I'm working on many women, like when I'm done, I have to decharge. And one of the ways to do it, like if I'm finishing work and then I have to go out that night, like I have to stop and go find some grass and put my bare feet in and just discharge all of the energy. So, and another thing that this study said was if you were healthy and you were doing this and the charge of the earth wasn't going after repairing whatever was wrong in your body, that it went after like weight loss, that people lost like a huge amount of weight just by doing this. So again, just Google it, watch some YouTube videos or watch the movie. And gosh, that tip alone, I swear, is just life changing. So I'm always watching YouTube videos and learning information. I just have such a passion for all of these subjects. So I'm always learning new things. I've always been the type of person to tell everyone what I'm doing. Like if I go to happy hour with a friend or dinner and it's my turn to talk, like I'm always bringing them up to speed on whatever newest, latest thing that I'm doing for health, beauty, you know, just well-being. And I love to share it. So that's another reason I'm so excited to be doing the podcast, because to share it in a way that has a purpose is even better. So I am also going to be launching a 5-day revival reset. And I'm super excited because this is a way you can just try out this lifestyle for 5 days and see what it does for you. And basically, it's incorporating the plant-based food, but with swapping out different things in your life. Every day, there's going to be a different swap. So maybe if it's taking out your nightly cocktail and replacing it with the mocktail, and swapping out yoga with Holy Flow, I have a whole little plan for giving you a revival reset and having it be like mind, body, spirit. And honestly, it's something you could do from home that will reset your adrenals. If you're going through a lot of stress, you have to be able to step back and do these little self-care things for yourself. And as I like to say, not for your vanity, but for your sanity. So I want to help walk you through easy ways. And you don't have to do all of it. You can take a look at it. And if you incorporate half of it or a few things of it, it's going to be an improvement. So it's not about perfection. It's about just having the intention of making positive changes that you can stick with. And I am a practical person. And I just would like to share the things that I do that don't cost a fortune and that are easy to incorporate, where you're going to just look and feel so much better. So stay tuned for part 2, which is going to be the 5-day revival reset coming up soon. Okay, as promised, here's part 2 of the revival reset. I know that sometimes we just get so bombarded with stress, and I don't know if you've ever had that feeling like your adrenals are just completely shot. I'll share one time I was in Europe with my daughter for 30 days. We went to Florence for a fashion design course she was taking, and I just felt like I never got to rest the whole trip. First of all, our apartment that we were renting was on a very busy street. We didn't realize it looked like a quiet street, but turns out at the end of it was the biggest speakeasy secret club in the whole city. So every night between 2 and 5 a.m., there was just throngs and throngs of drunk kids coming out of it, screaming down our street, which was echoing because of the cobblestone. And between just walking 7 to 10 miles a day and being in this city atmosphere, which I wasn't used to, I felt like my adrenals were just shot. And I would lay in bed trying to sleep, and it felt like I literally had train tracks running through my entire body. Like my chest was just absolutely shaking. And it was at that point I started to just Google online and on YouTube and listening to people talking about solutions for just completely having your adrenal shot. And so I had ordered a bunch of vitamins and had it all waiting for me for when I got home, because I knew I was going to need to go into some serious revival mode. So just to give you a really quick overview of a 5-day beauty revival reset that you can do, I'll tell you some tips right now, and I definitely will include this in the show notes if you want to do more than just have a few takeaways. But one thing that's super important is to limit carbs. And obviously, you don't need zero carbs, but you want clean carbs. So minimal sugar and no bloating culprits. That was the other thing. I felt like even though I was hardly eating there and walking 10 miles a day. I felt like I gained weight when I was there. And literally, that's one of the things that got me really researching this. Like, how is this even possible? But my body was just in total fight or flight, hanging on to every bit of fat as a resource. So basically, no gluten, no dairy, which, you know, again, just limit it as much as you can. No processed healthy bars, because I was doing those power bars. And even if they're low sugar, they're processed and it's not the best thing if you're doing kind of a strict reset. So also no beans or lentils for a few short days, which can also cause you to feel bloated. Obviously no added sugar or alcohol. And what's important to focus on is lots of hydrating. So high mineral veggies like cucumber, zucchini, spinach, celery, radish, lean plant proteins like tofu, tempeh, pea protein shakes, quinoa patties, which I swear by the ones at Trader Joe's. I love them. I put them in my salads. Avocado, chia, hemp, flax, and pumpkin seeds are all great for hormone and adrenal support. And then gentle fruit like papaya, berries, kiwi, pineapple, which support digestion and vitamin C. Healthy fats like olive oil, tahini, which I love, coconut unsweetened yogurt, which isn't the best, but you can put it in a shake and it will taste a lot better with a little stevia. As far as olive oil go, I have to share that my daughter and I both are obsessed with the lemon olive oil from Trader Joe's. So if you haven't checked it out, oh my gosh, we put it on pizza. We put it on pasta. It's phenomenal. Also, 1 teaspoon Celtic or Himalayan salt daily. If you don't know about Celtic salt, look that one up. It's super important. I ordered mine off of Amazon. So in the morning, basically, you want to have a lemon water with pink salt or electrolyte powder, super important. And then maybe a few hours later, you have a smoothie with berries, protein, frozen spinach, unsweetened almond milk. Or you can do an avocado cucumber salad with olive oil and hemp seeds. And then midday, again, you want to do a chop salad of some kind. I just buy them all at Trader Joe's or your grocery store, and just be careful with whatever dressing you're putting on it. I do like to do some of the lemon olive oil I was telling you about with some balsamic and some Himalayan pink salt, and it's phenomenal. And then for dinner, lightly sauteed veggies with tempeh or the quinoa patties. And again, if you're still wired at night, you could finish with mint tea and magnesium. So another bonus support is drinking a mocktail before bed. I talk about my signature world famous mocktails where I combine kombucha with liqueur, frozen cherries only from Trader Joe's, and ginger. Actually, ginger beer. I get the zero sugar. And this supports digestion and settles cortisol naturally. So you want to cut off food 3 hours before bed, and gentle walks, stretching is really good. If you do any type of sauna, or like I've said, I do the hot works, it's really good to do 2 to 3 days a week, just nothing back to back when you're doing your 5-day reset. So another important reminder, you need carbs to keep cortisol balanced. So don't go to zero carb. You just go to clean carb, which is sweet potatoes, pumpkin, zucchini, noodles, papaya, berries, cauliflower, rice. So I will put this down below, and I'll tell you one last super quick story. I really did overdo it. And here I'm in Arizona, which our temperatures are already starting to rise. And if you do any sort of hot yoga, or like I do the hot works, sauna, infrared workouts, you can really get dehydrated more so than just normal. And I had a day where I felt like I was just bedridden, and I was really trying to get to the bottom of it. And I just realized I really overdid it. And I have a new schedule that I'm bringing in with my workouts and just balancing everything as we go into the hot summer, because you just have to be more careful. But I did this reset, this revival reset power drink, which is now like my new go-to. I'm having one of these every morning and probably another one later in the day. Literally, you just put in some alkaline water. I buy them, you know, in the smaller bottles because I like to take them to my workouts. But I've said before, like, cancer cannot grow in an alkaline environment. So it's so important to add some alkaline water to your diet if you don't already. And then I added a couple scoops of beet powder juice. And the benefits of beet powder are crazy. Like, it boosts your circulation and blood flow. It improves oxygen delivery to your skin, brain, and muscles. It's great for rosy glow, mental clarity, workout recovery. It supports your natural energy without caffeine. It's used by athletes for endurance. It increases or enhances your brain function. It's great for detox and liver support. And I'm going to put all this below also because I just find it so fascinating. But definitely great for your skin glow and anti-aging, rich in vitamin C, iron, and antioxidants, promotes cell repair, collagen maintenance, and overall radiance. So this is like plant-based Botox plus oxygen facial plus brain booster in powder form. So again, I put that in and then I do some pink or Celtic salts. I pretty much do both. Some lemon, and if you don't have lemon, orange works also. And then I do a packet of the electrolyte powder. I do a packet of the emergency. And then another option is you could add cherry juice. So there's a lot of benefits to that. I throw in a few of my frozen cherries that I put in my mocktails at night. And at night or later in the day, if you want, you could even throw a splash of cherry kombucha in it. So I know it sounds like a lot, but they're actually easy things to keep in your house and just make it part of your staple diet and just be like, this is my revival reset power drink that you make every day in the summer just to keep your glow going. So that's it for part two. Thank you so much for listening. And like I said, I'll include more details in the show notes if you guys want to get the recipes and do it hardcore. If not, just maybe you can make a few smaller changes that will support your stress levels and keep you balanced and feeling good. So have a great day. That's a wrap on today's episode of Beauty Revival. Remember, true beauty starts in the mind and spirit. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. If today's message spoke to you, share this episode with a friend who needs a little beauty revival in their life. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It helps more women just like you step into their God-given glow. For more inspiration, beauty tips, and faith-fueled empowerment, connect with me on Instagram at mbyork.beauty and check out my website, mbyork.com. Until next time, stay radiant, stay revived, and let's glow.